We continue our learning, Leili Neshmas David Menachem Munish and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Shumos Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says as follows: Hamachil es bonav kitanim ves avadav ben gedolim ben kitanim. Mishnah here begins by listing different cases where a person does not have to add the chomesh, the fifth, even though truma was eaten b'shogeg. Typically, eat truma b'shogeg, you have to pay the principal, and you have to add a chomesh, you have to add the fifth. In these cases, you don't have to, and we'll go into explain why. The first case is where you have a non-Kohen who b'shogeg gave his children or his non-Jewish slaves truma. They ate it. They didn't know it was truma. And the Mishnah says that in this case, the principal has to be paid, but the chomesh does not have to be paid. Why? Because here we have a case where someone gave the truma, he didn't have the right to give it to his children or to his slaves. So the father here, he's not the one who ate it, but he's the one who stole it. So we treat him like a ganav. So he has to pay the truma. He has to pay that which he stole. And this is either because we treat him like a mazik, cause damage. Others will claim that maybe similarly is that because he's basically paying his debt, he owes his Evid Kanani food. He owes his Ketanim food. This is something, a debt that he owes, being a father, being a master. And by using the Kohen's property to pay this debt, so to speak, so he has to pay back as well. Difference maybe in Afkamini between the two different ways we understand it conceptually is that if we view this as a din mazik, so then it would be if he actually did an act of theft. He actually stole the truma from the Kohen. But if, let's say, he allowed the children, he allowed the Avon to go and take the truma, he didn't do any act at all, so we wouldn't call that Geneva, but nonetheless, it's paying his debt with property of the Kohen, and it's nonetheless, he has to compensate the Kohen for that. But since he didn't eat the truma himself, he doesn't have to pay the additional fifth. Where do we learn that this halakha applies? The bottom line is someone did eat this, b'shogeg ate, the children ate, and the Evid Kanani ate. So why, let's say take the case of the Ketanim. Why the Ketanim? Why is there no payment of a fifth when the Ketanim eat? So that's because the Pasuk says, v'ish ki ochal kodesh bishgaga, uses the word ish, and ish comes to teach us that those who are under bar or bat mitzvah are excluded, and therefore even the father doesn't have to pay the fifth because the person who eats it has to be an ish. Obviously, he has to pay back something. He's not completely excluded because he has to compensate for that which he stole. There is a din mazik, a din, or a din geneva. Why are an Evid Kanani exempt? So that's very different. Because the halacha is an Evid Kanani is chayv in all mitzvos like a woman, like a Jew, like a woman, and if he's set free, so he's chayv in all mitzvos like a full-fledged Jew. So to say that they're exempt, they're not included in ish, obviously it's not so, but rather they're exempt because they don't have any assets of their own. Everything, Masha Kana Evid Kana Rabba, whatever he has, belongs to the master. So there also, the Evid, there would be no chomesh because there's no monetary payment that's upon him. So when he eats b'shogeg, that's not, it's not his responsibility to pay. And since it's the master is not the one who ate, so no chomesh has to be added. Of course, since the Ketanim and the Evid Kanani are very different conceptually as to what is behind, what's the basis of the exemption of the chomesh, so there may be an afkamina between them. So let's say, for example, you have a slave has the means to pay. Someone gave him a gift with a condition that the master has no right to that particular gift. So now he does have assets. So maybe the fifth would have to be paid for truma that he ate. Or let's say the slave is freed. So the slave is emancipated before the master paid the principal. So maybe now a fifth would be obligated. So there's a different difference in obviously the basis of why a katan there is no chiyuv of chomesh when he eats truma b'shogeg versus the Evid Kanani. Mishnah continues, Ha'ochel trumas chutz la'aretz, the person who eats truma from chutz la'aretz, Mitzrayim and Amon and Moav, which are only chayiv in the laws of maestros, trumas and maestros, midirabanan. So Since it's Rabbanon, so there are certain halachos that we find that the laws of Truma will apply, but it's only Rabbanon. So for example, let's say you have Truma. We were no lenient in these areas. So since it's Rabbanon, let's say you have Truma gets mixed with Chulin. So we do treat it as Truma nonetheless, and therefore we need we would require, according to some Rishonim, the 100-to-1 ratio in order to nullify the chulin. And others claim, actually, Rishonim say, no, you don't need a regular majority, 2-to-1, because it's only derabbanan. In fact, the concept of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila does not apply, according to Rishonim, to an iser derabbanan. So maybe actually could mix them lechatchila, could put in the truma into the chulin in order to nullify it. But that's a difference between whether it's derabbanan or derabbanan. And here's also a practical difference. Yes, it's true, I do need to nullify it, but maybe the nullification is less than 100-to-1. And even if you hold, we do treat it as truma, and it would have to be 100-to-1. Nonetheless, at least in the halacha of our Mishnah, the added fifth will not apply to trumas, someone who eats trumas chutz la'aretz, where there's a chiv derabbanan, meaning chutz la'aretz in areas where there is a chiv derabbanan, like Mitzrayim and Anamov, which border Eretz Yisrael, there is no extra chomesh when you eat truma b'shogeg. What else? V'ochel pachos mikizayis truma. Person eats less than a kizayis of truma. Why? Because the pasuk said, ki yochal kodesh bishkaga. Yochal has to be din of achila. The din of achila, both when it comes to mitzvos and when it comes to averos, is only where you eat a minimum of a kizayis. And that kizayis also to be chayiv has to be eaten within what we call kidei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes. So that's also true. If you eat less than a kazayis, or you ate that kazayis in less than that sheer amount of time, so then also you're not going to pay the chumash. And there the Mishnah concludes with that phrase, Mishali Mesakaren. In all of these cases, you pay the principal, Veino Mishali Mesakhumash, but you don't add the fifth. Now, the Rambam actually paskins that when it comes to this kizayis, it's important to make the following chiluk, and that is, when do we speak about where it's less than a kizayis, there's no payment? So that means that's the fifth, but we have to realize the Mishnah does say that you do pay the principal. Now, why am I paying the principal is less than the kazayis? Because I have to compensate the kohen for his truma. Now, stop for a moment. There is a minimum amount that for which you're not going to be chayv to pay if you steal. Not if it's less than a shavah pruta, less than the value of a pruta. So it's important to distinguish. Here, we're speaking about the shi'ur, not in terms of value, but in terms of size. So it's true that I may have eaten less than a kazayis of truma, but therefore I don't have to pay the chomesh, but I still have to pay the principal. Why do I have to pay the principal? Because we're assuming that if it's less than a kazayis, it's still worth a pruta or more. If it were worth less than a pruta, one could argue that he wouldn't even have a chiv to pay the principal, because there's no din of theft of revahishav hazagzela. Hashavas aveda only applies to something that's worth at least a pruta. Rambam also says that an olive size, that volume, is the minimum not only for eating, but also for drinking. A kohen eats, a non-kohen drinks less than of a kazayis volume of truma. You use the displacement method in order to measure that. He would also not be chayv to pay the additional fifth, which is interesting. That's also a question that comes up, whether or not we treat liquids as solids at the minimum size is a kazayis, or do liquids have their own shear, which we call a shear revius. One other point on the previous halacha, when it comes to the katan, and there is a debate above a comma, whether or not when a katan is now older, he's now bar mitzvah, does he have to pay for any mazik, any geneva that he does when he's a child? So the Mishnah seems to be assuming that no. That he would be exempt even when he gets older for that which he did when he was younger. So the Mishnah now, so once again, says, Mishayim es hakeren, v'ena Mishayim es hachomesh. Why? Because all of the cases of the Mishnah, the principal penalty, you have to pay, but you don't pay a fifth. So the father who fed the truma to his child, and the master who fed the truma to his slave, has to pay the kohen. He has to pay the principal. Eat truma and chutz laretz in those areas, amon amov, etc. So, or less than a kezias. So you're stealing. You have to pay for stealing. And therefore, you have to pay that. But the extra fifth is not required. And the Mishnah concludes, v'hatashlumin chulin. The payment can be in chulin. What do you mean it can be or will become chulin? We spoke about in the past when you pay for eating truma b'shogeg, so you have to use produce, and that produce becomes truma when you pay it back. So that's not true here. Here, since it's a din of not eating truma, and that's why I don't add the fifth, but rather it's just a din of geneva, and I'm just paying back what we call, we said many times, momon hashevet, gezel hashevet, I'm stealing from the kohanim, so I have to pay that back, so I don't add a fifth, but I also don't have to pay in produce, because the produce doesn't now earn a status of truma. I can pay just, in money, I can pay anything, I could pay a kli, you pay with a kli, anything of value, any object of value, any money, can be used to pay, and that would be fine. And in addition to that, another nafkamin in the Mishnah says, Imratza ha-kohen limchol mochel. If the kohen wants to be mochel, he wants to waive his right to this pain of mochel, he can't. Because once again, this is not about the aveira, the sin, bein adam lamakom, so to speak, of eating truma, but rather, because in all these cases we are lenient, but and that's why I don't add a chomesh, but practically as well, practical application of that is that the kohen can be mochel. Because since it's all a din and not there being a sin for which a person needs to do tshuva, but rather it's a monetary issue, where if the kohen wants to be mochel, it's dine mamonos, so he has the right to be mochel, he can waive his right. Pereg Zayin Mishnah Dalid, we're going to basically give a summary of the previous Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Zah Klal, this is the general rule. Kol hamishalim keren v'chomesh hatashlumin truma. Anyone who's paying keren en chomesh, so we understand very well. The payment which you pay now has to be paid in produce, and it earns the status now of truma. Imratz ha-kohen limchol eino mochel. The kohen wants to be mochel, wants to waive his right, does not have the right to do so. You need to do tshuva for your sin. But in cases as we had in the previous Mishnah, where you pay Karen but you don't pay Chomesh, because it's only an issue of Medine Mamanos, then Hatashulin Chulin, the payment is going to be Chulin, and in Ratza Kohen Limchol, Mochel. And if the Kohen wants to be Mochel, he could be Mochel. So whenever you're obligated to pay because of the sin of eating Truma, you wear the fifth. And if a person is not chayv to pay the fifth, so clearly the obligation is not based on the sin, but because of compensation, and therefore a person in those cases, the kohen could be mochel, and he can pay in chulin, he can pay in any way he likes.